RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
Dr. Pam Peek, founder of the Peak Performance Center, and Michelle King Robson, founder of EmpowHer.com, cut through the confusion to discuss all things her. This is Her Radio on RadioMD.
Oh boy, I'm Dr. Pam Peek, and we have nipple news. Oh boy, is this a topic for Her Radio or what? This is so interesting. And you know, as a physician, I just got used to over many, many years, you don't want to know how many, of being one, of seeing a whole lot of different nipples. And I talk about it every now and then, nipple health. I mean, certainly if you're pregnant and this and that, it just occurred to me, I bet you don't know much about your own nipples. So, in the old, you know, spirit of Her Radio, we like to get right down into the Her Anatomy. So let's do the 9 things you may not but should know about your nipples. Headlight alert. Raise your hand if you've ever had headlight problems. Oh boy, haven't we all? So number one, you have one of 4 different types of nipples. Well, what are they? Normal, flat, puffy, or inverted? Hand mirror time. Time to have a little look if you haven't figured this out by now, girlfriends. All right, number 2. There is a weirdly good chance that one of your friends has an extra nipple. Get this, it's 6% of you out there. Makes you wonder about everyone, you know what I'm saying here? So it might be you. Grab that hand mirror again. Number 3, your nipples might not even be the most erogenous zone of your breasts. Dr. Alyssa Dweck, the assistant professor of medicine at Mount Sinai School of Medicine and co-author of V is for Vagina, told us that she gets a lot of patients who say that their nipples are so sensitive to the point of pain that they don't want them touched during sex. Uh-oh. Basically, it's different for everyone, and everyone's got a different erogenous zone. So if it's not your nipples, get over it already. A lot of people like that out there. All right, number 4. Yes, almost everyone has hair on their nipples. Not only can there be hair on your areola, that's that round, you know, kind of darker colored area around the nipple, but some women often try to chemically remove it. Don't do that. That's ridiculous. If you're developing a lot of coarse hair on your breasts, you know, where there was none before, this could be a sign of some hormonal imbalance, and you should go check it out. Don't be your own doctor on this one, for crying out loud. All right, number 5, your nipples could change, and if so, it could be a sign of breast cancer. Now, doctors say that this is one you need to watch out for, especially for inflammatory breast cancer, which is much more aggressive than other types of cancer and usually causes a rapidly changing skin change where the skin gets firmer and thicker. Now, it's very rare, accounting for only 1 to 5% of all breast cancers diagnosed in the U.S. of A., but you definitely don't want to ignore or miss it because it's so aggressive. So, what's the lesson here? If you're noticing some changes in your nipple, please get it checked out. Don't be sitting on this thing because it could be a sign of breast cancer. All right, number 6, your nipples may not even look alike. Well, that's true. Not even your eyes open up the same. I mean, who said you had to be that completely symmetrical? So, nobody is 100% symmetrical, so certainly one breast could be larger than the other, and so can the nipples. Unless one breast or one nipple suddenly becomes massively larger than the other, boy, you better get that one checked out. You're just perfectly fine if it's asymmetrical. All right, so once again, get to know yourself and just, you know, if nothing has changed overnight, you're good to go. Number 7, there are little bumps around your areola, and that's okay. And no, they're not pimples or a lump necessarily. They're called areolar glands. And as long as those little bumps come and go and don't just keep growing and growing, it's probably absolutely nothing you need to worry about. If you notice there's consistently change, if there's some kind of consistent change going on and they don't go back to normal again, contact your doctor. You know, as I'm reading and I'm going through a lot of these, what I'm saying to you is know your body. Only you know if there's a change going on. Don't be suddenly surprised like, what? What the heck? You know, what's happening here? Grab a mirror and get to know yourself. Stare at yourself. Know every little nuance. Guess what? It's sort of you 101. Only you knows yourself the better. Okay? Now, what's the next one? Number 8. They can change colors. Yep. Your nipples can change colors. Women tend to get darker nipples after pregnancy or even when they're on birth control, which is completely normal. But as always, if you're really worried about, you know, any kind of change in your nipple or the area around it, get on the phone with the doctor. You heard me. It means get it checked out, for crying out loud. Don't be sitting there being your own doctor, and don't be hitting the internet looking for answers. If you notice a change, you know, get with your primary care or your OBGYN. You could even talk to one of the nurses, nurse practitioners, physician assistants. They have a big team there, usually in most of these offices, and just ask a simple question. Hey, here's another kind of, you know, wild and crazy thing to do. Sometimes the medical offices will say, can you just take a picture? And then when you take a picture, just send it on in, you know, through a lot of the patient portals that are completely protected for confidential information. And then the doctor will be able to, you know, have a look and see. That's the kind of cool thing about having more high-tech and digital technology available at your little fingertips when you're trying to communicate something that may be going wrong. I have people do this all the time with moles, for instance. You know, they have a little change in it. A lot of dermatologists also stay on top of this and have pictures on record and then can compare them. So always think iPhone or Android or whatever else you have out there. Now, number 9 is the big one. Are you ready? Yep. Your nipples can actually have orgasms. What? So when nipples are stimulated, your brain reacts. And when it reacts, it releases a hormone. And that hormone is called oxytocin. And the result of its release is it causes your vagina to contract. And this leads to orgasms. Woohoo! So there you have it. All the way through, there's lots of variability. And, you know, I'm going to sound like a broken record out there, but get to know yourself. No surprises here. So let's run through them real quickly. All right, 9 things you may not but should know about your nipples. Number 1, you have 1 of 4 different types of nipples, normal, flat, puffy, or inverted. There's a weirdly good chance that you have an extra nipple. 6% of women do. Your nipples might not even be the most erogenous zone of your breasts. Well, guess what? That's okay. A lot of women are like that. Sometimes they have really super sensitive nipples and they don't want anyone near them. Almost everyone has hair on theirs. Anything strange, you know, showing up needs to be checked out. And your nipples can change. And if they do, it may be a sign of breast cancer. Have it checked out. Your nipples might not even look alike. And there are little bumps around them and they're okay. And they can change colors and they can have orgasms. Isn't that wild? There's all 9 of them. 9 things you may not but should know about your nipples. I love it. And if you want to know more about this, well, just get on over to Radio MD and listen to this all over again. Learn, learn, learn. I'm Dr. Pam Pete. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and stay well.